Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. One man's septic tank is another man's fudgy drank. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Ooh. Well, well, well. Thank you to Call Waiting for Godot. Call Waiting for Godot, catchphrase superstar, a.k.a. Call W8ING, the number 4, G-O-D-O-T? I don't know. Anyway, welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week, and what a great week it is. We are so deep in Navi Doggy at this point that I don't even know how to describe it, and we have a great show for you today, as is apropos for mid-Navi Doggy, hump week of Navi Doggy. We have, coming up a little later, we have a salesperson. Oh boy. Okay. So not a small business owner, not an entrepreneur, but a person who sells things. Okay. This is the great new trend for, late 2021 and, 2022 and beyond. Also we have a weather enthusiast. Boy, we had a weather enthusiast on a couple of weeks ago. Someone who wanted to be hit by lightning, someone who liked lightning. Interesting. So we'll see what, this person likes. But speaking of what a person likes, by the way, my name is Scott Aukerman, and hopefully you like me and you like this show. Thank you for listening. But I like a person, and he's sitting across from me. This is incredible. And he's been on the show. He's been a friend of the show many times. He's most well known as being the replacement to the replacement of Reggie Watts on the Comedy Bang Bang TV show. But he also is, gosh, let's talk about the Grammys. Let's talk about the, I'm trying to think of any other award you might have won.
A spelling bee, sixth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you spell?
Pretty much everything.
Every word?
In alphabetical order.
Did you start with aardvark?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Wow. Or maybe A, I guess. A is the easiest
A's the,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a gimme.
Can you use it in a sentence? I have a hard on. something put that in my head right before the show. I won't tell you exactly what it is. But you know him from the Grammys. You know him as a multi-platinum. And that's just going platinum more than once. Is that what that means?
It's like multi.
Which yeah, could be more multiple.
Than once. So it could be two. It could be 1,000. So you never know.
How many platinums have you sold?
Between 2 and 1,000.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah.
When I say platinum, I'm talking about record sales, of course, my dear boy.
Oh. Okay. I was confused for a second.
We have Running with Scissors, The Others. So many, many hits. And he has a huge announcement that he wants to debut here on Comedy Bang Bang a little bit later on the show. So this is exciting. He called me up and was like, I got a big one for you. I got a big, big announcement. Please welcome back to the show, Weird Al Yankovic.
Well, hey, Scott, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
It's so great to be back here. I haven't been here since Steve Bannon got indicted. So it's been a...
Oh, yeah. No, I hate to break it to you. He just got indicted again. Do you mean today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, 3 days ago. When is this airing?
I'm not sure. Anyway, yeah. Who knows when this is airing? But of course, welcome back to the show. We are hump week in Navi Dog. If that narrows it down for you.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. Welcome back to the show. show.
Thank you, man.
It's so good to see you. We, of course, have known each other for the first time we ever met, I believe, was on this show. Am I correct?
I think we're in a different booth, but yes.
Insist on recording in separate booths from everyone. I was COVID compliant even back then.
Yeah, I was on episode 7, possibly 8 or 9.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in the single digits. I was in the single digits.
Yes,
of this
before
podcast.
We ever cracked double digits, you were on this show.
Yes.
We met, got on like a house on fire. Which is a good thing, I guess. I'm not sure.
Well, in some cases it is. For sure. Houses, not so much.
For someone who's burning it down to get insurance money, that's great exactly where you want to be.
If you're asleep in one of the rooms at the time, not so much.
Not so great. Welcome back to the show. And of course, Comedy Bang Bang, a big part of your life. I believe I was just on a podcast, on a Weird Al podcast, talking about you, which I would imagine your ears were burning and you immediately pressed play.
You know, whenever two or more are gathered in my name, I am there, Scott. And I did listen to Dave and Ethan's 2000-inch Weird Al podcast specifically to hear saying glowing things about.
Did I not say glowing things about you? Because I had to keep it real, but I also had to say glowing things.
It was semi-glowy.
Yes, great. And I believe I went through early emails trying to track down, as I recall, I recorded this a while ago, but trying to track down exactly how you came to be on the Comedy Bang. Did I get it more or less right?
More or less right.
Okay.
Yeah, I felt like I relived our entire relationship during that podcast.
What was the restaurant we went to? Do you recall what it was?
Hugo's.
It was Hugo's.
It was Hugo's, which was not a vegetarian restaurant per se, which you said in the podcast.
Okay.
Vegetarian friendly.
I'm so sorry. Vegetarian friendly. Okay, yes. But now, did I not see you at a different Hugo's on a different occasion, and you were there with the lead singer of the Pixies?
Did you?
Yes.
That sounds like it could be true. So let's say it is.
All right. Case closed. You love Hugo's. Did you suggest Hugo's? I know we're getting into the weeds on Hugo's here, but
I honestly don't remember.
Is this the most Hugo's has ever been talked about on a podcast?
On your podcast, I'm sure.
Of course, Hugo's local landmark here in Los Angeles. They serve
food.
Food, yeah, yeah, yeah. They do that really well.
Yeah,
yeah. For a while,
like
they opened
job.
Up. They didn't do that. It was very weird. They just opened it. They said, "We're open," and then you go in and go, "Can I get some food?" And they go, "Oh no, we don't have any of that." No, it was like 5 years before they started. And you said, "You know what? We're going to start doing it."
But I think they were there at their hippest when they weren't serving anything.
Yes, exactly. They wouldn't take money.
No.
They would sometimes just give you money and go, "No, we don't have food, but take some of this."
They would take Apple Pay, but that's it.
Yes, that was way before, and that was when you had to like roll up your wagon of apples and actually
play with apples.
Yeah, exactly. So I got it right. Good. I knew you would listen. Do you listen to it every week because it's about you? I can only imagine a podcast about yourself. I would listen every week.
Yeah. I wouldn't say every week, but quite a bit. I mean, because it's sort of like this is your life.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. Like your friends come on and they talk about how they met you and what they like about you.
How could I not listen to that? It's sort of like I've died and I'm listening to somebody like eulogize me, you know?
Well, I think I would cry more if I was actually, you know, eulogizing you. Am I allowed to speak at your funeral, by the way?
They should do a Weird Al is Dead podcast.
Yes. Where we all cry the entire time and we talk about the gory circumstances of your death and how surprising it was that you found yourself to be in that position.
Right. I guess Weird Al is Dead was the name of a Why the Last Man episode.
It was? Okay. I'm a big fan of the comic, did not see the show yet.
Yeah, because apparently like everybody with a Y chromosome is dead and that would include me. So there was...
Oh, that's a bummer.
It was kind of sad. I was the saddest during that episode.
Al, what time do you wake up every day?
Oh, I haven't woken up yet today.
Oh, okay, so great. We'll get you.
I'm sort of sleepwalking.
Yeah, let me know. Now, Al, I'm looking. Speaking of you, I'm looking at this book that was just spent. I spent money on this.
You didn't.
No, I didn't. No, someone sent it to me for free. But someone should spend money on this. This is The Weird Acoloring to Al. Is the title. What do you think of that title?
Yeah, it's a pun on a pun. It's a double pun.
Yeah, because the original book was The Weird Accordion to Al.
So it's like twice removed from a joke.
Yeah. It's weird when you look at it and you're like, what am I looking at right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But having said that, I think it's the greatest coloring book ever published in North America.
So let's talk about it. Basically what this is Nathan Rabin wrote a book about you. And I've never had a book written about me. But I hope at some point someone does.
Well, there's a whole string of illustrations there referencing Comedy Bang Bang. So in a sense.
Well, yeah, they do. I mean, am I drawn in this? I haven't looked through it yet, but.
I'm not sure.
I believe.
Slow Joey is.
That's right. I believe I had at least one drawing in the original book. But okay, so there's this book about you, The Weird Accordion to Al. And that went through your entire discography song by song. Mm-hmm. And then for the paperback edition or for the second edition? It wasn't originally in there, was it?
Or no, it was the second edition. I guess second edition.
Yeah, they expanded that to cover all of your Comedy Bang Bang episodes.
Correct.
And they wrote a really nice review for each of those. And then they had these illustrations done by Felipe Sobriero. And
he's amazing. He's
great. These are all so great. And what they did was they were all in black and white, and some marketing genius goes, you know what? Let's make a coloring book out of all of these.
Repurpose them.
Yes. I mean, it's free other than the paper costs. Obviously, right. We're going to have to cut down all those trees. It's a full on coloring book. And I've been flipping through. I do not see myself in this, but it's your book. Why would I be?
I will draw your picture in the book if that makes you happy.
Yes, I would like that. Thank you so much. But there are books in the world, and this is one of them. But there are pictures from the Comedy Bang Bang television show. There's Beth, the robot that you fell in love with.
Mm-hmm.
That you did that whole dance sequence. Do you remember that? And then I cut it.
We had a whole discussion at Hugo's as to like my character. Like, now, I know you're married in real life, but would you?
Oh, yes.
Would you have sex with a robot?
In front of me. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We did have a whole thing where I was like trying to figure out what we could do on the show and whether you wanted to remain faithful to your real life wife on the show, because you're playing yourself. But just like myself, I'm playing myself, but I have different parents and I...
Right. You're a different Scott Aukerman than on the TV Comedy Bang Bang than you are on the podcast, than you are in real life.
Right.
Than you are...
Which one's the best? Oh, which one's your favorite?
It's so hard to choose. I'm going to go with the TV Scott.
You like the TV one. Yeah. This one? Yeah. But yeah, we had a whole big discussion about like, can we do dating storylines for you? Because so much of what the show was us doing like sitcom riffs,
right.
You know, like, or just storylines. You know, anytime anyone's on a TV show, it's like you run out of ideas if the person can't go on bad dates or whatever.
Right.
So,
and I also remember that, I just poo-pooed this because it was already canon on the show that I was vegetarian because we did a whole thing about that. But at one episode, you wanted me to be all excited about the Thanksgiving turkey. Remember?
Oh, right.
And then we gave that to you. Because we thought, it's not canon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, something like that, it's like, I can understand, like, that's such a big part of your whole outlook on life.
But, you know, if it made, I mean,
but
I
your
still,
marriage.
I still sing My Bologna, you know?
Oh, that's true. Oh, this is a good question, I think. I don't know. You tell me. But how long have you been a vegetarian, and were you a vegetarian when you sang My Bologna?
I think around 92 I started, and My Bologna would have preceded that by a number of years.
So you had eaten bologna?
I have in my life for research only.
Okay.
I needed it for my art.
Do you miss it?
Do I miss bologna? Not so much, even though the lyrics say that I would miss bologna.
Yeah. So you're lying there.
I'm playing the character of somebody that eats bologna sandwiches.
You're in character in that song?
I had to dig deep for that one.
Interesting. Are all singers in character when they sing their songs?
I like to think so.
Hmm. So Beyonce, when she's talking about like taking Jay-Z to Red Lobster, that's like a fictional Beyonce and a fictional Jay-Z.
It's a different Jay-Z.
And a fictional Red Lobster, like...
A Red Lobster that has not been invented yet.
Oh, okay. They invent Red Lobsters? Really? Every single time they want to open one, they have to invent it?
They do.
It must take a long time. But yeah, so you finally agreed to do dating episodes. And in fact, I believe you had to take off your wedding ring when we did the show in
That's
order
correct.
To not intimate that you were cheating on your wife.
So it's a good Easter egg for the maybe one or two times in the entire series where I forgot to take off my wedding ring.
And then wasn't there a time where you thought someone lost it or someone did lose it and then we had to find it? And you were a bit freaking out, as I recall.
I probably was. That would have been a hard thing to explain to the wife.
Honey, let me explain comedy first. I realize I've never had to do this. I've never told you about my other job.
No.
You play what? Song parodies? What? Suddenly you're in the doghouse.
Yes.
Or the Frog House, as you would probably call it.
You know, I probably would do a riff on that. It's not the doghouse, honey.
God, what would a froghouse be like if you had a pet frog?
Much smaller.
Whoa, dude. Unless you had a really small dog and a really big frog.
You'd have to hold it together with ribbits.
This is why you do what you do. What's your favorite song that you've ever recorded?
Oh, they're like my children. It's just so...
Sorry, let me change that.
Yes.
What's your favorite song that anyone else has recorded?
I'm
not interested in that either.
No, okay. Yeah. Well, what are you interested in?
What is... what's your favorite...
The movie, The Favorite.
The Favorite is your... Oh, I love that one.
That's a good one.
It's so good. I mean, it's right there in the
Olivia
title.
Olivia Colman, come on.
I mean, it's there.
It's right there. They spell it funny, though.
Now, Al, you have a big announcement. Do you want to save it until the plugs, or do you want to...
I kind of feel like I should... Well, first of all, you kind of put me on the spot because my manager really doesn't want me to talk about this. It's kind of one of those things that we wanted to save for, like... I don't know if this is Bigger Cop podcast. I don't want to...
Conan?
No, I don't want to say, but you know, we are old friends.
He gets all the big announcements, so I totally understand.
I'll give this to you. This is my gift to you, Scott. I will give you this announcement. Okay, I'm a little nervous here. Okay, you know how...
You're nervous, really? You still get nervous?
A little bit.
That is so refreshing, a huge, huge star like yourself still getting nervous when he's even just announcing things.
Well,
that's
I get excited, and you know, I think the energy is part of...
It's like Christmas morning for performers, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you're giving such a gift to people.
I am. I'm unwrapping it right now just for you and
thank
the
you.
Listeners.
Yeah, put it away if you
okay,
could.
Okay, okay. But yeah. So, you know how a couple of years ago...
This is 2021. Go backwards one is 2020. Go backwards another 2019. Okay.
Well, I did say a couple, which means two, but it could be more than two. Let's say a few. Let's say between 2 and 10. You know, a few years ago, Dr. Demento gave away his O.
That's right. Yes.
Became Dr. Dement.
We've talked about this on the show multiple times, but just to refresh people's memory.
For the non-CBB long-timers.
Yeah. If you've just been listening to the show, we've talked about this when Al has been on the show before. So Dr. Demento, who is the DJ who gave you your start.
My D-mentor, yes.
You started on the show doing songs. He played your songs. They became hits. You got a record deal. Incredible DJ. He was on KMET, I believe,
yes,
when I was
correct.
A kid.
Yep.
And Dr. Demento, he's been on the air for 45 years.
Let's say that. That sounds good.
Somewhere around there. So he's got a great brand, Dr. Demento. It was so strange because when I read this story, I was just like, does this even make sense? Why would someone do this? But describe exactly what he did.
He decided to make his name a little shorter, Dr. Dement.
He got rid of his O.
Yeah, easier to sign the autographs because one less letter.
Yeah, so it saves, over the course of the rest of his life, he's living another extra 25, 26, 27 years because he doesn't have to do that O.
Yeah, a little time-saving things like that. I learned from you, and this changed my life. Mm-hmm. I learned from you that when I'm setting the microwave timer
one of my early tweets.
I probably saved like a week of my life
because there for a while you put in 100.
Yes, but you can do
60.
That's right.
It saves so much time.
So much time. Oh, it's a life
changer.
Anything
under 100 seconds.
Yeah. It's crazy. Anyway, so he officially became Dr. Dement.
He became Dr. Dement, but waste not, want not.
No.
He didn't want that O to go to waste.
He bequeathed it. He vouchsafed it unto me.
Mm-hmm.
So I became...
You became Weirdo Al.
I became Weirdo Al. Now, here's the thing.
And everyone knows that, and everyone has called you this, and you've advertised your shows you've put out albums as this.
No, that's the thing, Scott. You see, he gave it to me. I feel like I've squandered it. I've wasted it.
You've wasted it.
Not unlike... Well, I use, of course, What's Up Hot Dog all the time, every
show.
Sure,
yeah. My old catchphrase from the first couple years of this show. At a certain point, I didn't want it anymore, so I gave it to you.
That I use constantly.
And I know you say you do it in every show, and every time I've seen you do a show, you have said it at the beginning of the show. Now, do you know I'm in the audience? I don't think so, because I'm just showing up at random shows, the LA ones.
Yes.
So
what are the odds?
What are the odds? But you've said it every time I've seen you.
Yeah, yeah. So I decided, but I haven't really...
You haven't used that O?
Well, I changed my passport, so it's a Weirdo Al on the passport. So
because Weirdo Joe is your official first name, right?
And Al, it is now. Yeah, it wasn't before.
No, yeah, you had to shift some things over.
So I had to make a few
changes. Had to go to the middle. What was it? What's your middle, or what used to be your middle name?
My middle name used to be Matthew, but now it's Al, apparently.
Yeah, and so Matthew's just totally gone. Or you could be, I guess, Weirdo Al Matthews.
That was my FM DJ name in college. So I didn't use it the way I was supposed to.
Right.
I feel like I wasted it. And I don't, like Dr. No, I hate to waste anything.
Okay.
So I'm making this official announcement now. Nobody but you guys, and by you guys, I mean you, Scott.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Nobody but you is aware. I just want to make this announcement now. I am passing it forward.
You're paying it forward. Much like Haley Joel Osment
just like Slow Joey did.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And you work with Slow Joey for like a year and suddenly like you're doing all of his movies.
I know. So I'm paying it forward. I am going to bequeath my O to Paul F. Tompkins.
Whoa!
So that he can be
Paul of Tompkins?
Paul of Tompkins.
Wow!
Yes.
This is incredible news.
Yes.
And so he...
He doesn't even know this yet.
He doesn't know this.
No, I haven't even called.
I'm sure he's listening right now.
You think he would be?
Yeah, this is... I mean, it's a surprise to him, but he's an avid listener of this show. He's barely ever on it,
yep.
Other than the end of the year, but he must be listening. This is... Paul... This is an incredible gift. You get Dr. Demento's O. This is third hand.
Third hand, but
but look, works. I wish I had a third hand, but the things I would do with it.
But now he's got a preposition in his name, so.
So there you go.
There you go.
I mean, I would love a preposition in my name, like, you know, maybe it's a conjunction. I'm thinking of and. But what's another preposition?
Scott Will Ackerman.
Scott Will Ackerman?
With Ackerman.
Oh, with. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd love a conjunction. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be better. But Scott Butt Ackerman.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, yeah, you do. So do you have to clear this with Dr. Dement or do you?
No.
He's fine. He's, like once you give a gift.
Once you give it, no take backs.
Right.
So it's not like he's going to say like, you know, it's regifting, I guess, which is
I
not
guess
cool
so.
In some
but
circles.
But it's like an NFT. You can pass an NFT on and the original owner of the NFT gets.
How does that work? So you pay a Dogecoin for an NFT and then it's on a
wait
blockchain.
A minute.
And
Paul NFT.
That doesn't work, though.
No, it doesn't work.
No,
because
we're not giving away any N's or T's.
Yeah, that's true. Paul NFT Ompkins. Maybe it should be Paul F. Tompkins because it's like Toonses.
But that sounds stupid.
Yeah. But wait, Paulo. Paulo F. Tompkins. No, I thought the of is the best.
You know, we should actually let Paul decide. But if he doesn't choose Paul of Tompkins,
he can put it anywhere he wants.
He can do Paul Foe if he wants. But that's I know, right?
Oh, Paul Tompkins or Paulo Tompkins. I don't know. We'll leave this to him.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's pretty clear. It's got to be Paul of Tompkins.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so this is big news. This is a big announcement. So congratulations, Paul.
Congratulations, Paul.
Congratulations to you. So what are you going to shift your name back to where it was? What's going to happen?
Yeah, I'm. You know, the passport is still good for a few years. It might still be officially Weirdo Al, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Yeah. Boy, Paul's going to. This is a lot of paperwork.
It is.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. This is a quagmire. This is a thorny can of worms for Paul.
You don't want any thorny cans.
Yeah. Oh boy. But I bet you're glad to be rid of it. Honestly.
Well, I feel a little lighter to tell you the truth.
Yeah. You look about like emotionally 30 pounds lighter.
Do I?
Yeah, you really do. Like you brightened up. Like you might be close to waking up at this point.
I feel like I'm not living a lie anymore.
Well, thank you so much for debuting that here instead of pulling a Todd Glass and doing it on WTF.
Ugh.
You know, I really appreciate that. Weirdo Al Yankovic, no more. No more. Anyway, big news. Thank you so much,
my
Al.
Pleasure,
this is
my pleasure.
Great. I think we need to take a break because we need to let that sit with people for a little bit.
Yes, yeah. Let it sink in.
And you need to get up and run around and just feel what your new body feels like. But when we come back, we'll have a salesperson. Have you ever sold anything?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. I have either.
I'd love to know how it's done.
I've traded goods and services.
Bartering.
Yeah, of course. But selling
something? Like bartering cash for goods. I've done that.
What about Barter Simpson? Is this an idea?
Is this something?
Is this something that you could use on, you know, I mean, a whole song about, like, Bart Simpson doing the bartering man? I don't know.
The barter man.
I don't know. Is this good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. We're gonna work up some ideas for this. We're going to some temp lyrics, but they could turn into permanent lyrics.
Could be.
All right. During the break, we'll work on that. But when we come back, we'll have a salesperson. Then a little bit later, we'll have a weather enthusiast. Big show, Al.
Ooh.
I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here at my right hand. I appreciate that. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast, Comedy Bang Bang, is brought to you by Squarespace, our old friends, and Spring. Man, it truly has sprung. No one can argue that. And what do we know about Spring? Spring is a time of fresh starts. That's right. You thought January was good for starting fresh? Spring's gotcha beat. Spring's about rebirth, and that could mean starting a new venture or switching things up on your website. Well, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device, integrated, optimized it. SEO tools allow your site to show up more often and grow the way you want. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. Accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, and in certain countries, give customers the chance to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. Selling content on your website? Well, add a paywall to sell memberships or courses or sell downloadable files. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and when you're ready to launch. And I know you're going to be. Go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring.
Hello, everyone.
It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Weird, now just weird, Al Yankovic is here with us. A pleasure to have him on the show. We struck out lyric-wise during the break.
Yeah,
we couldn't come up with a single thing.
We banged our heads together, and that was painful. And yeah,
man, I saw stars, then I saw birds, and I was like, is this something? Stars,
birds,
stars, starbirds?
Like
starbird, you're on a ship? It just led us down a rabbit hole that just was totally pointless and worthless.
Yeah, I'm kind of sorry that we did all that headbutting. That was just not
fruitful. Why did we do that?
It was fun for a while.
And then
it got painful, and then, you know, I blacked out for a few seconds.
Tell the truth, though. You have a concussion.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. That's a deep reference to the trailer from the movie Concussion, where Will Smith says, tell the truth. Anyway, I never saw the movie, but certainly have seen that trailer many times where he says, tell the truth. All right. We need to get to our next guest, speaking of truth, and he'll be speaking his truth. He is a salesperson, and I'm excited to talk about his career and maybe his personal life. I don't know.
Okay. Let's do it.
Half and half on this, do you think, or do you want to focus mainly on the work?
48-52.
Okay, great. All right. This is exciting. He's a salesperson. I don't know what he sells. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Maurice Flatbottom.
Oh, Scott, thanks for having me. Wow. Monday morning, right?
Ooh, boy.
Oh, man, I tell you.
Mondays. Oh, Garfield, I can't remember how he felt about him. Did he love him? Did he hate him?
He was ambivalent, I think.
Yeah, he was always like, Mondays, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he hated them. I don't want to cross you.
He
guys.
Hated Mondays and lasagna.
No.
And his owner Dave.
One out of two ain't bad. Two out of three ain't bad. No.
Did he hate Dave? He hated Dave, right?
He just liked to torture Dave.
Did he hate Odie?
Yes,
He seemed to have a pessimistic. It's interesting because when I and not to get you too off track here, Maurice Flatbottom
is
here.
I think you do like it. But run with this.
But when I would see him, okay, so cats. When you see a little drawing of a cat, it's usually like cute and you're like, oh, look at this cute little kitten. And you personify it and sort of go like, oh, my God, they have such a sweet personality. But when Garfield came out, I was like, wait a minute. This guy's like sarcastic. He doesn't.
He's like Heathcliff, kind of.
He's like an off-brand Heathcliff.
Yeah.
Like, in a way, without the throwing fish bones in the air, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love Fishbone, though. Aren't they a great band?
They really were. Yeah. Skanking to the Beat.
Oh, the best.
Yeah. Anyway, hi.
Pick it up. Yeah. Do you like ska music?
Oh, yeah.
My favorite thing of ska music is when they say pick it up.
Because I'm all about, you know, keeping your room tidy.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Because that's what they were. They're
it's like
really,
what I want to listen to music and be nagged out by my mom, you know?
No
it's
way. Like, I want a ska band telling me to pick up my room.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to the show, Maurice.
Oh, it's so good to be here on a Monday, which usually drags on forever.
Yeah.
And I drown my sorrows in lasagna. But otherwise, you know, I'm here.
Like Heathcliff.
Yeah, exactly like Heathcliff.
Yeah, the cat, not the who is Heathcliff? The middle age, not in the middle ages. He's
prime minister.
He might have been middle aged for like life expectancies back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he was probably pretty young compared to us.
Yes,
great to see you.
Picking it back up. It's great to be here.
You're a salesperson.
Yeah, I'm a salesperson. I've been selling beans for 30 years.
Oh, congratulations. Legumes.
Thank you. Beans.
One at a time or in cans or?
It depends, you know.
What kind of beans?
All kinds of beans. You name a bean, I've sold it.
Lima
beans, yep, I've sold
garbanzo.
It.
Garbanzo.
Yep, garbanzo.
Do you grow the beans or do you find the beans? Are you given the beans? Where do you get the beans, man?
Hey, man, I'm a salesman, all right? I'm not a farmer. I'm not a collector, okay? I don't go out there. I'm not a trader.
You're not a collector of anything?
Oh, no.
You don't care where the beans come from?
I don't care where no.
Wait, who doesn't collect anything? Like baseball cards or?
Oh, I have a bunch of baseball cards, but I don't collect them.
Well, how many do you have?
I don't know, 40,000?
Jesus Christ.
I buy them. You know, I put them in the little books and things like that. that.
Sure.
I admire them. I take them out. I read the back. Sure. I love the stats.
But you're a purchaser of baseball cards. You're not a collector.
No, no, no. I don't want to. Ooh, have you ever been around collectors? People that collect
creepy,
a lot of
creepy.
Them?
Oh, yeah, no. They're weirdos. Ooh, yeah. Oh, sorry to say weirdo around you.
I'm not weirdo anymore, though.
No, I know. But you kind of looked at me like, are you calling me? And I, no.
That's somebody else. That's, you know, that's my dad's nickname.
So how do you get the beans? This is confounding to me. Like, you sell these things that you don't have?
Yeah. Have you ever been in a store? You see someone stock the shelves in a store. Do you think that they actually assemble all those products themselves?
I kind of thought so.
Yeah. I mean, why would they sell them if they didn't?
Oh, fellas, it's too early on a Monday to walk you through this.
So where do you, I mean, do you go around buying them from stores and then reselling them? How do you do this?
No, I work at a bean store. Okay. I show up.
You work at a bean store.
I work at a bean store. I show up and I sell the goods because of my sparkling personality.
Oh.
Because I'm moving this fast on a Monday, baby.
Yeah.
You only sell beans.
I only sell beans. Well, it's a bean store.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what's the store's name? Where is it located?
LL Bean. It's in an outlet mall nearby.
Oh, okay. What are the L's for? Ladies Love? Like LL Cool J?
Yeah, Ladies Love Bean. We saw them one at a time.
Oh, okay.
And it's true. It's totally true.
Right.
Yeah, but I've worked in other bean stores, you know?
Oh, yeah. Which ones? I mean, I'm trying to think of another bean store. I'm Barney's Beanery, I guess, is the only one that I can think of.
Yeah, Barney's Beanery. Target, before they shifted to kind of like an all-purpose store, they used to sell
it was just beans. Just really? Beans.
Yep.
And so it was like, hey, our Target is beans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That used to be the full name of the store. Our Target is beans.
Interesting. Wow.
And Kmart used to be the same way.
Really? So
yeah.
The K...
It was founded by a guy named Martin Beanstein.
Really?
And the name of the store was, okay, Martin loves beans. Come and get them here.
And so the K, they dropped the O, much like Weirdo Al did.
Like, yeah. Just K.
And they just, now it's just Kmart.
Yep.
Interesting. God, the things you learn about. So you... Do you eat beans?
I definitely eat beans, yeah. You know, I'll eat a bean salad. I'll eat a black bean burger.
Yeah. They call them the musical fruit sometimes.
Are you offended by that?
Is that disrespectful?
Couplet?
Not really. See, beans, all beans have oligosaccharides, which create, you know, gas-like flatulence inside your body. So.
Right, yeah. I mean, the lyrics, as I recall them, they go, beans, the musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot.
And are beans, in fact, fruit? Because I never thought of them as such.
Yeah. No, I think that's to make
like
the rhyme
a bean
work.
Sundae.
That's to make the rhyme work. Okay, so if it were more accurate, it would be like beans, the magical legume. The more you eat, the more your butt goes zoom, maybe? Yeah, I mean,
that makes much more sense.
What? Let's put that into our song.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great starting first lyric. Okay. Uh-huh.
Go ahead. You can take it. I don't even want credit because I'm a bean salesman.
You didn't come up with any of it.
Huh? Yeah, I did.
No, you sat there nodding while we did all the work.
You should get the publishing, though, don't you think?
I said it's not a fruit. Everything started from me saying it's not a fruit.
All right. Yeah, let's cut him in on
all
this.
Right, fine.
Yeah.
All right.
So, So great. You love beans. You sell beans. Are you here to sell us beans? Why are you on the show?
I'm here to talk about how my kids do not respect me.
Oh, okay. Why was I wasting so much time talking about beans? I guess that's not what you came here to talk about.
I don't know. You know, honestly, I listen to the show. A lot of people come on with a clear agenda, and you get them away from that agenda immediately. So I'm surprised we're spent any time on my
okay,
agenda.
Okay, I beg your pardon. All right, wait. You want to talk about
these
your kids?
They do not respect me because I'm a bean salesman, and I've had it up to here, and I'm holding my hand above my head.
Holy, that's high.
Yeah.
That is too high.
I can't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Getting up there or shoulder problems? Yeah. You a tennis player? Oh,
no. You have Bob Dole disease, don't you?
Yeah. I did not have sex
with that woman. Yeah.
That was great, Bob Dole.
Good stuff. So how many kids do you have?
I've got two kids.
Oh, they're named boy and a girl.
They're named after my favorite movies.
Okay. Dumb and Dumber.
Godfathers Part 2 and 3.
Nice try, fellas. Juno and Big.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah. These are good movies. I mean, they came out quite a few years apart.
Uh-huh.
So usually when people have two favorite movies, they're like, they came out in the same year. Have you ever noticed that?
I can't say that I have. I'd be intrigued if someone said that was the case.
I'm saying it, and so you must be intrigued.
Okay, what are your two favorite movies that came out in the same year?
Back to the Future 2 and 3.
They came out in the same year?
Yeah.
Wow. Slow year for that filmmaker. Or fast year, I guess.
Fast year, yeah.
Yeah, slow year for movies.
Slow year for The Roses, yeah.
Well, I guess that studio just wanted to pump out the hits.
Well, they had a backlog of Back to the Future movies. They were like, let's just put both of these out.
They should have made a fourth one.
Yeah, tell me about it. So,
I hope they do.
So, but your kids were not made in the same year, were they? Or
no. No. One was made the year that Big came out. One was made the year that Juno came out.
Okay, so one was conceived then in 1986 or 7 when Big came out, right?
Yeah, conceived and born the same year. I was trying to conceive maybe in January and have them.
Oh, really? Okay, so do you only have sex in January?
It's the conception month.
Because it gets so confusing when a kid will say, like, Mommy, Daddy, when was I conceived? Because I know when I was born, you know, and they say the year, but they're like, was I conceived earlier? You know, and it's just easier for you to just say,
it's
like,
way easier.
Conceived in the same year that you were born, young.
Helps me keep my temper in check, because otherwise I'd be like, do the math. And instead I'd be like, the same year.
I have to assume that Big is the your son. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now is he in fact a big kid, or is it ironically named?
Oh, he's tiny. It's so ironically named.
Oh, wow. Okay, so then Juno, she must be, let's see, when did Juno come out? I'm guessing 2000 and, Jennifer's Body was probably 2008, so 2005 or so. So how old, you tell us. I mean, this is your favorite movie.
I mean, you tell
me. And your daughter.
Yeah, well, she disrespects me so much, I forgot her birthday a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
We could look it up if we
but
really
she's
want.
In her teens, probably.
Yeah, she's in her teens.
Probably still in high school.
Yeah, most people don't think so, though, because she's 6'8".
Really?
What? Yeah. You should see her Instagram.
Real? I'd love to. What's her handle?
Juno Flatbottom.
Oh, okay. Just her name.
Yeah. Pretty simple.
Yeah. Pretty easy to find.
She's not a real creative kid. She's tall, but she's not creative.
Oh, really? You think maybe her creativity got stretched out, you know? Like, she's got too much body for, you know?
That's what our pediatrician said.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, he sat me down and he was like, look, Maurice, I got bad news for you.
You were standing before.
Yeah, I was.
Really? So when you go to the pediatrician, you like to just stand up when you're there and just kind of like overpower everyone, like tower over everyone in the room? Or?
Well, I don't just have a clever last name. I have a flat bottom, so I don't like sitting for prolonged periods of time.
Unless
it's on my little donut cushion at home.
Oh, okay. What's going on back there? Can you turn around and give us a little sneak preview of what's going on down there?
Sure. Take a look at these hems.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's I just thought that flat bottom was just your given surname, but it actually describes you physically.
Yeah, that's right. At Ellis Island, that's what my family's name was.
But that's flat as hell.
Yeah, it's really flat.
Yeah, that's not, I mean, it's not even, it's, I was going to say it almost looks concave, but it's not. It's just purely just straight flat down.
Yeah.
Just sheared right off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like someone took a big giant pair of novelty scissors that they were like cutting a ribbon with at an opening of a grocery or something like that and just like sheared your butt right off.
But why do they have to be novelty scissors, Scott? I mean,
I'm sorry. I know the novelty stuff is very close to your heart.
No, it just irks me. I'm sorry. It's
they could just be
real. Super large scissors.
Right.
I think they were at one point, and then someone started laughing at them.
Yeah. You know?
And then all of a sudden they became novelty when they're purely functional.
So cruel.
Yeah. I wonder how often those get used. Like, you know, you do the ribbon at the thing, and then what do you put them in? A giant drawer?
Honey, have you seen the super large scissors?
I'm opening another store. Anyway, what happened there?
Yeah, let's pick it up. I think in Europe, a long time ago, before my family immigrated over here, some super giant scissors snapped off, you know, one of my great-great-great-grandfather's buttocks or something like that.
Yeah, and that's just one would think then genetically you would all be born with round bottoms after that, though, because like that would be passed on. Like that was something that happened as a do you get what I'm saying? Like it's not something genetically that should be passed down. It would just seems like an accident.
Let's dig in here to what you're really getting at. So what you're saying is if the buttocks were cut off, then the next generation would have nice round buttocks. But
yeah, I guess what I'm saying is like, say I were to have my leg cut off because I step on a rusty nail or something and I'm like, it's not that big of a deal, but I didn't get my tetanus shot or, you know, whatever. My kids are not going to be born without legs, presumably, just because I, you know, got one cut off, you know, 28 years into my life.
Well, that's not what my pediatrician told me.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were standing above him.
Is this the same conversation? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I've had a lot to cover.
I've only met the guy once, but I was there for about 8 hours. It was a Monday. Thank God it gave me something to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I hate Mondays.
So you're looming over him, domineering him.
Yep. And he said, you know, please sit down. And 8 hours later, he's like, and that's the story of how your butt's so flat, pal.
Wow. That's a long time for you to sit.
Yeah. Especially for me on a flat bottom like this.
Yeah.
Straight to bone.
Wow. Have you ever tried sitting on like maybe a more ovular chair or like a bouncy ball or something like that?
Sure. Yeah. I've got those at home. I've got a little hemorrhoid donut pillow that I sit on as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought about getting a fake ass.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's popular these days. You see a lot of people with those implants.
Mm-hmm.
You've just thought about it.
Yeah. I've thought about it. I got a lot of money, but I don't have disposable money for a fake ass, if you know what I mean.
Why do you have so much money? I mean, you sell beans.
I mean, you could answer that question yourself. There's beans everywhere. Everywhere you turn, there's beans.
Okay, so I'm going to turn to the right.
Uh-huh.
And you're saying that I will probably see some beans if I were just to turn to the right in this studio right here.
Go for it.
Okay, here, I'm turning over. God damn it, you're right. There's some beans right there.
Big pile of beans.
Big pile of... Now, did you bring those with you?
No, I didn't, but you'd never notice them. Because we're all... There's piles of beans everywhere. Piles of beans everywhere.
Interesting. So if people, when you're listening to this right now... Open your eyes up to the fact that there's just like loose beans everywhere you look.
That was my aha moment and what got me into selling beans.
Such a good group.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I'm going to take on these beans is what you said.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me, you know, that got me my first million.
Really? How many millions did you get?
37.
$37 million just from beans.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of money, but you don't have, what were we talking about?
The respect of your children.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Children. That's right. Yeah.
That'd be a great song. I'd like to hear Aha sing that. I got a lot of money, but not a lot of respect from my children.
Yeah. Do they have flat asses too?
Probably not.
You've never looked at? I mean, I guess once they get to a certain age, you shouldn't be looking at their bottoms, right?
What, my kids?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Aha. I've never Googled Aha flat asses? Question mark.
Well, let's get it trending.
Hey,
what here on Twitter. Let's hashtag Aha flat. What was it that you said? Flat.
Aha flat asses?
Mm-hmm.
Question mark. If you put a question mark in Google, does Google get you the result a little faster?
It's like Google, TikTok. We're on a time crunch here.
I really want to know.
Yeah.
None of the misinformation on this research.
Yeah.
Research,
it's like Ask Jeeves. Like, is it a question or not?
Yeah. Ask Jeeves. So your kids, though.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. They have flat asses.
Yeah.
They have big flat asses.
Does your store smell really bad?
What?
What?
That took me off guard. Because people come in and they must be farting all the time.
It's not Whole Foods. There aren't samplers. I'm not giving out samples of piles of beans and then locking
the door. Back off, man. You're standing right above me.
I need to open an account. I got to think of an all-cap password right now.
So how do we get your children to love you? Oh, no. Maybe they love you, but they don't respect you?
Yeah. Definitely that.
They do love you,
though. Oh, yeah. My birthday, I get a card that says, Dad, I love you. You know?
Oh, wow.
Please see other side of card. Flip it over. But I don't respect you.
Wow.
Zing. And then I...
Is that Hallmark? Who does those cards?
Oh, they make them themselves.
Oh,
I see.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
They're crafty. They're not creative, but they're crafty.
Okay, yeah. So they're good with their hands.
They're good with, yeah.
And macaroni and cheese.
When people eat macaroni and cheese, do you like that? Because it's like people are usually eating it instead of beans. You know what I mean?
Well, you could make bean-a-roni and cheese if you wanted.
I guess. Well, is that what you do? You just suggest beans for every single thing that anyone says?
There's no reason you can't substitute beans for most things. What's your favorite meal?
Favorite meal?
Yeah.
Like if I were to order my last meal, if I were in prison, I was being executed.
Let's say you're being executed for crimes against humanity at The Hague.
At The Hague? Yeah. What did I do?
This podcast. You did this.
This? And it's landed me in The Hague?
Over 10 years. You deserve to die. Okay. So you're at The Hague.
Okay.
You're being put to death.
Okay.
What's your last meal?
God, it's interesting because it's like, do you go with something really fancy or do you just go with something you love?
Something you hate. So it's like, I don't care if I die. Like,
yeah. Oh, my stomach. God,
please,
put me out of my misery.
Kill
yeah.
me now.
That's probably it. I'm allergic to shellfish, so I'd probably pick shrimp and maybe beat them to the punch. Maybe I'd die before they could get me. I'd be like, ha ha, snooze you lose, suckas.
I'm sure they'd EpiPen you or something like that because they want to see you suffer.
They really do.
Yeah, because of the podcast.
Yeah.
All these Dutch people that hate you so much.
They're out there.
They are.
But I guess back to my earlier question, what I was trying to say is that people who come and shop in your store, they're accustomed to eating beans so much that they must be farting from the last meal they had. Does that come into play?
I'm not going to lie and say no customer in my store has ever ripped a big juicy fart.
And they must feel comfortable about it because they're like, look, I'm in a bean store. If anywhere I can do this in public,
that's
it would be here.
Yeah. And we do have there is some production value inside the store. So they are mic'd up every time they're on.
How do you mean?
Every customer who enters the store is mic'd up.
Like when they walk through the door.
Yeah. So you have a sound person there at the door collecting lav mics.
Yeah, we got a grip that tapes out the floor.
This is why okay.
Yeah, we asked them, like, you know, what beans do you want to say? I'd like to see some navy beans or pinto beans.
Well, here's your mark.
Here's your mark, you know.
It's about 10 paces this way.
Yeah.
Just hit this mark.
Yeah.
This is your A mark.
This is your A mark.
This is your number one. This is your number two.
This is your second spot.
Yeah, number two. Boy, you know what I mean? Like farts, usually that's like the Paul Revere of poop.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to say when you hear someone fart? Mine is, why don't you go to the bathroom?
It's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Do you need to go to the bathroom?
Do you have bathrooms in your store?
Yeah.
Why are we talking about the beans?
What?
You got me back on the beans.
Let's talk about the bathrooms in the store.
Back to one. Well, you're an interesting guy, Maurice, I got to say, with an interesting life.
Thanks.
Not so much an interesting job, but and your hobby. I mean, it's not even a hobby. You just buy things.
Yeah, yeah. Mostly baseball cards.
Yeah. How?
And coins.
Really? You collect coins?
Yeah, yeah. The bicentennial quarter.
Mm.
Love those.
Yeah. What was that? 1976 those came out?
You got it. Good math. Yeah, history buff, eh?
And how much did that one run you?
25 cents.
Really? Okay. So it's just, yeah.
You just traded one quarter for another quarter at that point.
That's the thing, is none of these should be worth anything more than what they are actually worth, right?
I agree. But, you know, quarters like that, those are the original Pokemon. Collect them all, you know?
Yeah, true. Wouldn't that be great to collect every single coin that's ever been made? You think you could do it?
I think I could do it.
Right. How much would it run you? Like, if you were just to pay cash money the equal value for whatever the coin was, how much money is there in the world?
Since the beginning of time, since the first coins were created?
I'm just talking U.S. currency.
Okay, assuming that all coins depreciate over time, it probably cost you, I don't know, $700?
Yeah, probably. Like, it's a lot of money out there.
I don't think I'd want to do that. And you'd have to pay in coins, too?
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't be surprised if later, when you're listening to this, you edit this part out.
You think we're going to edit this out?
Do you think
this is the only thing that's staying in?
Oof, that's going to make me look really bad. I already thought I would never come back on this podcast.
You thought you would never come back? I mean, you're so interesting. Started with the beans. That was a dead end.
You don't even want to talk about my beans.
Went into your kids. That was a dead end.
I said I didn't want to talk about my beans. Everyone's a dead end at a certain point. You know what I mean?
Well.
Hey, there's been a lot of dead ends on this show that have been celebrated. And now what I'm saying is I don't think this one's going to be celebrated.
Look, I love you, Maurice. You got a flat ass.
Uh-huh.
And that's the most unique thing about you.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You just led with that. I mean, it's hard to lead with it. It's right behind you, but.
So you think my flat ass is more interesting than my rat tail and soul patch?
All right, look, we don't have time to get into that.
I guess we don't.
I've been itching to talk about this, but we don't have time, unfortunately. We have to go to a break.
All right.
But come back another time. We'll get to that, okay?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
But stick around. Maybe it'll come up in conversation with our next
guest. Yes, I'd love to stick around.
Okay, great. All right. Well, we do need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a weather enthusiast. This is very exciting. We'll be right back with more Weird Al, more Maurice Flatbottom. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever have something that you're keeping close to the vest or the chest? If you're Christopher Nolan, he says that in one of the Batman movies twice. He doesn't say it, obviously. Look, this is something I just need to get off my chest. The fact that this bothers me. Anyway, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Well, therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. Sorry to interrupt your podcast, everyone, but, you know, there's only one acceptable reason to interrupt a podcast, and that is your dog. Take a minute now to pet your dog, okay? I'll wait. I'm not going to wait a full minute, but a few seconds, sure. Yeah, but while you're petting your dog, you can learn all about Bark, the company dedicated to making dogs happy. Every month, BarkBox designs and delivers a whole new collection of toys and treats just for your best bud. Every toy is tailored to your pup's size and play style, from squeaky plush toys from BarkBox to ultra-tough durable ones from Super Chewer. Every treat is made with yummy, healthy, all-natural ingredients like pumpkin and sweet potato. For a limited time, this is good, they will double your first box of goodies for free. My dogs, they love BarkBox. Now it's gotten to the point where every package that is delivered to the house, they assume is a BarkBox, and they start jumping up and down. Then I have to say, no, it's just a sweater for me. And they get very disappointed. They love BarkBox. They love chewing on everything. They love the treats. It's great. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Weird Al Yankovic, of course. The book. Do you get any money for this? Or?
No. I get a free copy, though. So win-win.
It's weird, huh? I mean, I know you're used to things being weird. You're Weird Al.
Yeah.
I say weird a lot, I notice, when I'm around you, because I'm like, it's not me, like, you know, saying like, hey, weird, you know, it's I just say weird a lot, you know. But do you get annoyed when people say weird? Like, it's such a normal word.
Yeah, only when you do it for some odd reason.
Interesting. Do you get annoyed when I say other things too?
That as well.
Oh, okay.
I just find you generally annoying.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, speaking of generally annoying, we have Maurice Flatbottom here. He's got a soul patch. He's got a rat tail. We don't have time to get into that, but maybe it'll come up.
Way to bury the lead.
You buried the lead.
I guess I did.
In that flat ass of yours.
I figured walking in the door, those would be the first two things that you'd
notice. Well, you walked in backwards.
You have to highlight my ass to get it out of the way.
Sure. All right. Well, we do need to get to our next guest. Weather enthusiast. This is exciting. Please welcome to the show. God, I hope I wrote. Yes, that is an R. Please welcome to the show, Morgan Weston. Nope, sorry. Here we go. Morgan Weston Smythe.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure to have you. So great to meet you. By the way, this is Maurice Flatbottom. And what's the first thing you notice when you see him?
Shining personality.
Oh, that is nice. I wish you were one of my kids.
Okay, stop. I would love to. I'd love to be one of your kids.
Really?
Okay,
interesting.
I love that.
This is Weird Al. What's the first thing you notice when you see him?
Music career.
Thank you.
That's apparent, really.
Wow.
Just by looking at you.
Just give off that vibe. In the backpack.
Also, you're holding up a treble clef, Al.
Wow, yes.
Oh, God. So, Morgan, I got to write this more clearly because that R, it looks like an L for it. There we go. Morgan. Boy, there you are.
You thought
Morgan.
My name was Melgan?
Melgan, yeah. I almost said Melgan.
I see.
Yeah. Anyway, but it's not Melgan.
It's not.
You haven't changed it from Melgan to Morgan.
I could
just
be
for
if you like
sake,
that.
Or, no,
I don't.
That's like a portmanteau
of
Mel
Gibson.
I'll
be Melgan.
Yeah.
I'll be Melgan. I like that. No, I'll be Melgan. No, I'll do it. Melgan. I'm Melgan.
You don't have to do that.
Call me Melgan.
No.
Call me Melgan.
No,
I want to do it. I want to.
I'd rather just call you by your preferred name.
Let me do this.
Okay.
Let me be Melgan, please.
Well, now I'm coming around on it.
All right. I feel better.
Hi, Melgan.
Hi. Hello.
All right. Great to meet you. You're a weather enthusiast. What does that mean? Does that mean like you like the sun? Does that mean you know, there's a certain time of year that you like? Like you like it when it's cold?
You're not going to believe this. Hold on to your horses. I'm a storm chaser.
What?
What?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
Yes. Here in the greater Los Angeles area. I sort of have the market cornered right now, which is nice. So, you know, normally you're in Wichita or other places around Wichita. And, you know, there's a lot of people sort of jockeying for position for a tornado or whatever.
It can get crowded. Yeah. Out there in Wichita, I can imagine.
And in Los Angeles, you don't have that, which is nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some would say, and this is not me, by the way, this is just me playing devil's advocate, I guess, you know, and doing a both sides kind of thing to this, you know, but some would say that there aren't a lot of storms here in Los Angeles, and that's why there aren't a lot of storm chasers, you know?
It's funny you bring that up, because some would say that, and some have said that. A lot of people have brought that
up. That's why
actually.
I bring it up, is because I knew people probably had said that, so I said it like they were saying it, even though I don't want to say it.
Of course. And for me, how I think about it is if I could go somewhere else, I would, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so you do not have the ability to go. anywhere else.
So I think colloquially people sort of refer to it as a curse. I'm sort of like stuck in the greater Los Angeles area.
A curse?
Yeah.
Meaning you must mean that as a euphemism or something for you just feel like you're cursed?
Exactly. It's a euphemism for sort of like angering a warlock. And then it was a whole thing. And so then he said, I taunted him, to be fair. And I said, do magic. And he said, no. And I said, come on, please do it for me. Do a little magic on me. Do magic on me, you coward. And now I cannot leave the boundaries of Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Where does one come across a warlock in Los Angeles, especially in Los Angeles?
The Magic Castle.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
They're always luring you in. They're like, come on, it's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be good. And it's not. And you spend a lot of money on food, which is, I think, honestly, the biggest bummer of that evening.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. So the city limits, are you resigned to those? Or is it just like what people consider Los Angeles to be?
So it is very strict to the city limits of Los Angeles. Mm. So Culver City? No.
No, you can't even go to Culver City.
Culver City? No. Santa Monica? Nice try. Venice? I can go to, but I have to be very careful of what streets I'm taking.
So you can't even go to the Glendale Galleria?
I cannot go to the Glendale Galleria.
No!
And I've heard it's lovely, but I have been to the Grove, and I don't know if that counts.
It does.
And it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Kind of. It's not Americana at brand.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, rub it in.
Sorry.
Rub it right on in, right? But just shout in there.
Had you gone before you met the warlock?
I hadn't. I was actually just passing through. I had a very successful, maybe you've heard of it, Storm Warriors, which was sort of
I guess I hadn't heard that. It was a television show?
It was a television show on a little channel that rhymes with the History Channel.
The Schmistry Channel?
Pistory?
The Gristery?
Blistery Channel?
Blistery Channel? The Blistery Channel.
The Blistery Channel.
Sistery Channel?
That's it.
Sistery Channel.
Sistery Channel.
Okay, interesting. So you had a show. How long did the show run for?
It ran for 12 seasons. It was my dad's show that was then passed down to me. I come from sort of a storm chasing family.
Oh, okay. So your father was a famous storm chaser.
Deacon Weaston Smythe, yes.
Oh, okay.
If you've heard of him.
I guess I don't have a lot of cultural knowledge when it comes to storm chasers.
Okay. That's fine.
I've seen the movie Twister.
Okay, and see, that I don't love, actually.
Really?
There's a lot of misconceptions that I think have come from that movie.
Oh, like what? Okay.
So. Dress, to start, sort of like the outfits that people wear. You gotta be safe, first and foremost, when you're chasing a storm.
I
think sort of that loose...
What were they wearing in that movie? I can't... They were wearing, like, baggy clothes. It was the 90s, though.
That is true. But I think it's one of those things where they should have known better. The technology was there at that time.
But a boot cut was pretty popularized back then. You know, if you look at movies of the time, Dawson's Creek, for instance, everyone's got those wide pants. It was sort of, you know, fashion goes in 20-year cycles. So it was, like, very influenced by the bell bottoms of the 70s.
Absolutely. But, you know, if there was a tornado barreling down the street of Dawson's Creek... And God forbid.
Because
honestly,
we want Pacey to be safe and sound in his home. We don't want anyone to be blown into that creek and suddenly drowning.
Oh, but he would have been the first to go.
He would.
Pacey would have died. The wind would have picked Pacey up first.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's Joshua Jackson, Joshua Jackson, I believe. Yes.
Yeah. He hosted SNL once.
Really?
Yeah.
Joshua Jackson did?
He did.
During the affair years?
I think it was during Dawson's Creek.
Oh, that makes more sense.
I hosted SNL once.
You really?
Yeah. You really never heard of my show.
No, I'm so sorry. No,
okay,
I just.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Who was a musical guest your weekend?
Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Let's hear you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear you say it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Taylor Swift.
Oh,
there you go.
I remember.
It's sort of my thing. People said I did it well. So, you know.
That was great. You had some great sketches.
Oh, the times when I can travel. Oh, which one did you like the best?
I liked the one where you were Condoleezza Rice at a food court.
Yeah.
And
you
couldn't figure out what to get. And then Dick Cheney shot you.
Yeah.
Thank you. But did not want me to do that sketch. And I said, leave it in.
I like dumb jokes, which is, you know, perfect for a guy who sells beans for a living.
But your favorite movies are Big and Juno. And those are two very, very smart comedies.
They're comedies?
Oh, okay. You just like the premises?
I cried during both of those movies every time I've seen them.
True. I mean, Juno, she's pregnant in that, right?
Yeah.
They should call that movie I'm Pregnant. Because I can never remember what it's about. I go, Juno, what is that about? Juno. Oh, yeah, she's pregnant.
And they
call it I'm Pregnant.
And they should have called Big, This Woman Goes to Jail for Having Sex with a Minor.
Yeah. In the sequel, hopefully. She's just getting out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's turned 40.
Yeah. And she's cellmates with Hillary Clinton.
Okay. I don't know about that. let's maybe not bring that up.
I'm not saying.
I don't know about that.
I'm not saying I believe that. I'm just saying in the future.
Can you sit down? All right. Just sit down, just please.
Stop towering above us.
Sorry.
So how long were you on that show, and did you catch any of the storms?
I mean, what is it to catch a storm at the end of the day, right? It's more of a feeling, I would argue. And in that case, we caught all of them physically. We weren't as successful as I would have hoped. I think more it's storm sightseeing is would have been a more apt title if we're going with apt titles.
Right. So how close were you looking at them from?
So you know how in airplanes there's like an airplane tower and there's people that sort of have binoculars?
I haven't gotten that macro with it. I usually just, you know, they take a look at my ID, you know, I get felt up by TSA these days, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like, and then suddenly it's like, oh, what, I got to take my shoes off? Oh, stinky. And then I get on the plane. But so I'm not, you know, looking at those. I'm not even noticing the spare beans everywhere, you know?
Oh, I see. There are a lot of beans in this room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some people say airplanes are powered by beans.
Is that true?
Well, look around. Next time you're on an airplane, you'll see all the piles of them.
Okay.
And then by the time you land...
I won't be on an airplane anytime soon, actually.
Oh, that's so. Right.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could fly from L.A. to Burbank. No, you can't even go to Burbank.
I do not. And I do not do
yeah,
that.
That's what you... Yeah, I interrupted you. I'm so sorry.
I wish. I used to sort of do a loop of the city. Mm. That would be sort of my fun thing on my birthday every year.
What would happen if you did get up in a plane? Like, would you... disappear? Would the plane just stop once it got to the city limit?
Put it this way.
Uh-huh.
I black out and I wake up covered head to toe in blood. So I don't, it's not my blood.
Oh.
Which is good news.
I want to
say it's maybe some sort of chicken.
Oh, okay. Are you immortal? I guess you don't know.
That is a great question, and thank you for thinking
you're welcome.
That I look so young.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you look to be about like a 58-year-old woman. Is that
okay.
I'm just, you haven't died yet.
Yikes. I am 27.
Oh, so sorry.
Ooh,
yikes.
Slice.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Maybe that's another part of the curse that I just didn't know about. I can be 57 if you want me to be 57.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm 57 now. I'll be 57.
No, please.
That's
no.
It.
No, Melgan, you.
She's so amenable.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't have a lot going for me right now, if I'm being honest. People don't really want to be around, like, the curse person or whatever. So it's like,
yeah. Do they think
people.
It'll rub off on them? Or
I think so.
Yeah.
Or they just want to go to another neighborhood and you can't go with.
Yeah. That I can't visit. And to be fair to them, I think people are worried that the curse is going to rub off on them, because it does usually rub off on people. So I think that's
really?
Maybe why people are afraid.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
I
gosh.
I should have been informed of this before.
Yeah, I mean,
I sent an email.
Okay, I sell beans for a living. I got to leave the city.
Yeah, I mean, out of the three of us, you have to sell your beans in other cities. Al, maybe someday you're going to tour with...
I may do that.
So, I mean, I'm the only one who should get this curse, right?
I sell... My bean store is at the Glendale Galleria.
No.
Yes, it is.
Wow. I wish I knew. I wish I could go. I wish I could go and support you, and I'm sorry.
I wish you could go, though. Do you think we're going to have this curse?
That's a really great question. There's really only one way to find out. We all got to get in a car.
Wait, you want to get in the car with us?
We all got to get in a car, all of us together. At this point, we're in it. We're in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think we got to get in a car. We have to drive to Playa de Vista, and we got to see if we can order some tacos at that home state.
Yeah. It must be hard to get brunch with you.
It's tough.
Yeah.
But that's because I'm allergic to peanuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why, you don't like any brunch spots in the city proper of L.A.?
Well, I just, you know, usually they're so busy that sometimes it's like, you know what, let's just go to Burbank where it's a little...
Oh, yeah. All the L.A. natives are like, hey, let's go over to Burbank for brunch.
Well, every once in a while, there will be a cool spot that opens up where it's like, hey, anyway, yeah, we're getting off track here. So
no, that's okay. It sounds really good. You guys should go do that afterwards.
It sounds like we can't.
Oh, right. So then I guess we all just have to go somewhere local.
Should we find the warlock? I mean, is he at the magic castle still?
Good luck.
I don't want to wake up covered in blood.
Yeah. Chickens or otherwise.
I'm really sorry. On the plus side, I guess we all can be friends now. I guess we're all friends.
I mean,
not exactly how I start making friends with someone.
Yeah, I mean, Al and I are at least work acquaintances, but
I mean, I kind of liked you before I found out that you sort of cursed us all.
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't like Maurice at all.
Yeah, although I guess if we have to hang out for eternity together, I'll be on the show again.
I guess so. It will be hard to get brunch with you though.
Yeah, I'm not going to Burbank.
How do we find this warlock?
That's a really great question, and I'm not totally sure, but...
What were the circumstances? You went to the magic castle, you taunted the warlock.
Correct.
He's there to do magic, presumably. Mm-hmm.
Card tricks, mostly.
Right. And so you were watching him from the audience? He was on stage?
He was on stage. I was in the audience. He was doing his
tricks. So you were heckling him.
Well, I wouldn't call it that. I just basically said, I know how you do that, and... And he went, no, you don't. And I said, I can guarantee it. And then I got up on stage and he said, ma'am, please sit down. And I said, absolutely not. And he goes, I can really do magic. And I go, yeah, show me. Show me. And so he sort of did a card trick. And he said, okay, well, there was magic. And then I left.
What was the trick? What was the trick?
So he took a card and he put it by his face and then he sort of flexed it back and forth and he said, I know what the card is. And it was a nine and it was a nine, in fact.
Just a nine, not a nine of any of a particular suit? Or?
There was no suits on any of those things.
Oh, weird.
It was very weird.
So it was just a card and it had the number nine on it?
And it had the number nine on there.
Yeah, it sounds pretty magical. I've never seen a card like that.
I've never seen a card like that. I don't think they make them.
And this didn't send off your like spooky radar at all?
No, and then I'm out back, and I was just like, well, that was a waste of $300.
Oh, dang.
Including tip for the meal.
Yeah, how'd you get out back?
I was escorted out back by the bouncer.
Usually they escort you out the front and kick you out, but they took you into the back
kitchen,
alley.
They wanted me to see where my dinner was made, which I appreciate.
Nice, that's thoughtful.
Which I appreciate. So I had a chance to thank the chef, which was okay. Nice. We had a nice conversation.
Did he put a curse on you at all, or...?
I don't think so.
So you can't get brunch outside of L.A.?
I don't think so. I don't know, though. You can never guarantee it. So I'm being escorted out, and the bouncer says, and stay out, but not outside of L.A. And then that was sort of...
Was that the first thing that tipped you off to, like, did I just get cursed? Why did he say that?
That was a weird...
So wait, the warlock is the bouncer. The warlock is the bouncer.
That can't be right.
The bouncer is the one who said, but not outside of L.A.
I thought it was the chef in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
We just got to find the bouncer.
I see. And that's going to be easy because he's my downstairs neighbor.
Oh, well, what?
Wow. It sounds like this guy's got a crush on you and maybe you don't have a curse on you after all.
Stop.
He just doesn't want you to leave the city.
That can't be right.
Was he your neighbor?
What?
Is that why you went to the Magic Castle in the first place? Because your downstairs neighbor.
Tickets.
Oh, so $300?
And you're not going to believe this. Discounted food. $300.
$300 with discounted food?
Yeah.
How much would it have been normally? $330? Oh, 10% off?
At least. Maybe $335 even.
Oh, my God. So, wow. So, this downstairs neighbor, what's this guy's name? This bouncer.
Daniel.
Okay. So, he sees you around the apartment building.
Yeah.
He develops, we're guessing he develops feelings for you.
I don't know.
That's my take on the situation.
I don't know. Me?
Yeah. I mean, why do you say it like that?
No.
I mean, you're not traditionally attractive. You look 58.
Thank
and,
you.
And you look 30 years older than what you are.
Yeah. But someone who's 58 can't be attractive, Scott?
Well, I mean,
you're never going to be sexually attracted to a 58-year-old.
I mean, you know, after a certain like,
you're never going to Google hot 58-year-old and see what happens.
I think 51 is the cutoff.
Whoa.
Well, that's good to know for me and my prospects at this point. I appreciate that.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're dating all that much because it doesn't sound like you're confident.
I don't think you look 58 at all, for the record.
Thank you.
How old do you, if you had to guess, say you're working at a carnival, the beans thing doesn't work out.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Okay.
Okay, yeah. And you're like, well, the only other place I can go to work is this local carnival because I can't leave L.A.
Ugh.
But this carnival is staying put. It's not traveling around like a traveling circus. This one's right here.
Okay.
It's within the city limits. I can work here. Everything's good.
Okay.
Okay. She comes in.
Hold on. Let me take off the caftan. Okay.
Okay. Oh, you know what? That was a big part of it.
Okay. Thank
you. Yeah. Okay. You're guessing her age and weight.
I'm
guessing
her
that's your
age
job.
And weight?
Yeah. That's your job at the carnival.
Am I trying to get slapped?
You're not selling beans at the carnival. No, people pay you to do it.
Okay. All right.
All right. What would you say? Age and weight.
Okay. 18, 100 pounds. That's the polite thing to do.
You're not going to
you always guess 1,800
pounds. They're paying you money, and if you don't get it within 3 pounds and 3 years, you have to give them a prize.
I'd rather lose the money than come off as disrespectful.
You're
going to
be working
nice
there
woman.
For only for like 2 hours before they can your ass.
I'm going to get slapped.
The prize is a goldfish, and keep in mind, I do not want a goldfish.
Okay, I don't know, 57, 145? I'm going to get slapped.
That seems pretty dead on.
That's
actually.
Yeah. I mean, 57, 145. That's what I would have said too.
If someone said that to my face, I'd slap them.
I will slap you, but it'll be your hand in a handshake.
Whoa.
Because you got. I mean, it was pretty spot on. I am 27, but I'm pretty comfortable with the terms.
So in what way was it spot on?
I am 160 pounds. So
I said 145.
Right, and you're close enough. So I'm gonna slap your hand, and I'm gonna give you a nice firm handshake.
That is a firm, hearty handshake, by the way.
It's like a high five, or like in Predator when.
So, oh, you like Predator too? I have a friend who likes Predator.
Oh yeah,
was he excited when they announced a new one?
No, my friend. Yeah, no.
Oh, why am I asking you?
I don't know, but I'm sure your friend thinks that the original is the classic one, and they don't need to keep remaking this.
Oh, okay, interesting. But this one's set in the past, 300 years ago.
Mm. Oh, great! Wow, that's awesome.
Fresh take on it, on the material, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm sure taking Shane Smith's classic work that only has about 50 lines in it and is the most pure action experience you could ever. Witness in theaters is a good idea.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll ask him about it next time I see him. But so yeah, this sounds like you're downstairs. I mean, we should just go to your apartment after the show. I mean, this is the guy who cursed you.
Danny. Oh my God. Okay.
Does he look like a warlock?
Well, no, except he has a pointy hat and a cape with stars and moons on it.
Wait, is it a witch's hat?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, just when you see somebody every day and you just sort of like start filtering them out.
Yeah. It's like those beans that I see every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh.
You guys.
This is the witch. This is
the
warlock.
I mean, he's the warlock.
Yeah, this is the warlock.
I think he's the warlock. Oh my God.
Oh.
Morgan, you idiot. You dumb idiot, right?
No, you're new to LA. This happens.
Yeah. No.
I've been here for 3 years.
Oh,
actually, so
okay. Still, yeah. It takes 5 to get comfortable.
Do you think?
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
It takes about 10 to get your first acting job.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's my backup. I did try acting for a little bit, and then the
teacher
said, "If you can do anything else, don't act." So I quit.
Oh, okay. So you're just acting in class for your teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What scenes did you bring in?
Sex, lies, and videotapes.
Oh. The sequel to Sex, Lies, and Videotape?
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice.
It's like aliens.
Thing. Yeah.
Full disclosure, I wrote it. So it's sort of like,
what were the characters doing?
That's a really
great
question.
What were they up to?
They'd sort of solved all of their problems.
Oh, great.
It's just sort of a montage of them being happy and
cool.
Living their lives. They're on planes a lot.
No. Look, Melgan.
I can change it. No, if you don't like that, I can change it.
No, you have a great name. Morgan is a great name. You don't have to go by Melgan.
Do you mean that?
I do.
Can you just call up Danny?
I can't because I think I'm in love.
This is a spell. He's put you under a spell. Did he say anything to you?
Mm-hmm.
One of these days where he's like, now you're in love with me, alakazam, something like that?
Mm-hmm. He didn't, but I think I'm in love with Maurice.
Oh, okay. Did you say anything like that?
I don't remember saying.
Because you are such a dud. I can't imagine anyone actually really being in love with you.
I can't explain it.
Thank God this episode's coming out on a Monday, right?
I mean, you're just like, all you want to talk about is beans.
Yes. Yes, actually.
You love getting brunch within the city limits.
Yeah, because it's better and I got the money to spend on it. I'm not trying to go to Burbank and get some discount tacos.
So you love this guy, really?
Wow.
This zero over here?
Really? I can't explain it.
Jeez.
Is it because I guessed your age and weight?
I mean, there's something about accuracy.
Incorrectly.
Well, I took the under on weight, which is the polite thing to do.
Yeah, I know, but
there's something about somebody just like seeing me for who I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I got to pump the brakes on that. First, I'm in a happily committed marriage, even though the power dynamic
you're
is
you're married. It's you don't usually describe it as happily committed marriage.
Look, we've been through some hard times. All right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you want to talk about that?
I
we went through beans, zero.
Uh-huh.
We went through your kids, less than zero.
Good movie.
Yeah. I was always taught that if you're driving 0 to 60, you don't start at 60. You start at 0.
Yeah, but you want to get to 60 within 2.4 seconds, don't you?
What kind of cars are you driving?
Only the finest of sports cars, my dear man.
I drive an e-bike.
Why didn't you bring up that?
Look, you brought out the worst stuff about my life for about 30 minutes. And then right before break, we got into the good stuff.
The rat tail?
Yes, the rat tail. The t-shirt. Anyway, Morgan, I am in a happily committed marriage. I mean, the marriage itself isn't happy, but it's committed, and I'm proud of that.
And you're happy about the commitment, even though the marriage is unhappy.
I am, yeah. There's been a lot of infidelity on her side, but
what?
I don't want to get into that.
I don't want to get into it
with my wife.
No, I know with your wife, but with whom is your wife sleeping?
Competing bean salesman.
Oh, no.
Anyway, look, you're a wonderful girl. I think you're under a bad spell from an evil warlock who happens to be your neighbor. I think you just got to break that and you'll understand that LA is an oyster for you to explore.
Yeah, you're young. You don't look young. You're not conventionally attractive unless the convention was, you know, a bunch of old ladies, you know, like a quilting convention or something like that.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, you don't have a ton going for you. Like your job sucks.
Right.
But, you know, there are people in the city who would be into that. And people in other cities, certainly. Oh, boy. Like Wichita, where you should go back to.
Man.
Boy, you're like a Wichita 12, you know?
I was too attractive. That's why I came to LA in the first place.
Did they kick you out of town?
They kicked me out of town. They put me in a box.
Like Profit?
They put me in the box. They drove me to the city limits. And then they sort of left they left the box cracked open. I passed out, heat exhaustion.
Oh,
It's a hot town. Tornado season, so.
Oh, my God.
You know.
What a terrible story.
Thank
and then you.
You
wake up. Your neighbor says, come to the Magic Castle.
Yeah.
You go down there, and he puts this curse on
and
you.
He puts a curse
and
on
here
me.
You are, in love with this guy.
Yeah.
Please. I'll only break your heart.
Just consider running away with me.
Look, maybe I'll go for a hike with you in Griffith Park, but that's about it.
I'll take it.
All right, but I'm telling you, half an hour into the conversation, you're going to be like, this guy sucks. He's got nothing to say. He's a boring guy.
Trust me.
Yeah, trust this guy. Fall in love with Scott for all I care.
You're the funniest, hottest guy I've ever seen in my life.
This is nuts. Someone else put a spell on you. It was not me. I'm not an attractive guy.
At least you admit it.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you even seen my ass?
I haven't.
Oh, okay. This is going to be a deal breaker.
Yeah,
This is going to break the spell. Keep
right
standing
here.
Up. I mean, like, stand on your chair. You've been standing this entire time.
I'll turn around.
Turn around. Yeah, sure.
Oh, no.
I knew it.
Oh, my God. I'm breaking all the spells.
Oh, no.
Stare
Wait.
Right into it.
Wait. Stop.
Stare.
Hold
I'm
on.
I'm wearing pinwheel pants,
no.
too.
Hold on.
Oh, no. You're slowly breaking out
Hold
of the
on.
Spell.
Whoa. No. Oh, my God. Wait. Whoa. Where am I?
Melgan?
Huh?
Melgan.
My name is Sabrina.
Your name is Sabrina? That's not even where we started.
Where am I right now?
Oh, you're on Comedy Bang Bang. Maybe you've heard of it. It's a podcast. It's been around 12 years. No, okay. No one knows what it is. Conan O'Brien?
Yes, I love him.
Yeah. Oh,
you're Conan O'Brien.
I
love Conan O'Brien.
No, he has.
I would love to be your friend.
We're peers.
I see. You're peers with Conan O'Brien?
Yeah.
You know, you're Paul F. Tompkins.
Paul of Tompkins.
Paul
a
of
lot
Tompkins,
is
right.
A lot has happened since you've been away.
This is wild.
What's the last thing you remember?
I paid my $300 bill.
To what? I thought you meant your phone bill.
I did pay my $300 phone bill. I spent a lot of time on that thing. I am just so clumsy. It's the number one thing about me.
Right, yeah. On the phone?
On the phone, yeah. Is that
Sending
I'm clumsy
emails?
On the phone. I send too many emails.
Right, yeah. They charge you per email?
They charge
you
me per
email. You got
one
of those terrible deals. Yeah,
bad,
terrible plan.
Well, I'm glad at least you don't have the spell anymore. That's good.
Hey, what's your name?
You don't know me, unless you had CISO.
I love CISO. It's like my favorite channel.
Wait, you had a CISO?
Uh-oh. I was the golden boy.
Oh, my God. I knew I recognized you.
Scott, I got to get out of here.
Oh. We should get coffee sometime.
No, my cover's been blown.
Oh, wait. Are you? You're not Maurice Flatbottom?
No.
You're actor Tim Baltz.
Oh, boy.
You had two shows on CISO.
Yikes, at least.
Oh, my God. I thought I recognized you.
Sorry, this is the only way I can get any work.
Why did you come in here such a dud of a bean salesman guy.
Look, I can't blow my cover. You know, if I'm too interesting, people would be like, wait a minute, how do I know you?
Oh, okay.
But if I'm a dud, no one asks any questions.
I got it. Yeah, I made the mistake of talking to you.
You did. But you love talking to duds.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Well, Sabrina's your name?
Yes.
A lot's happened. You've been here for 5 years.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it's 2021,
no,
if you can believe it.
That would make me 58 now.
Oh, you are. Yes, I knew it.
Oh, my God.
This guy hypnotized you thinking you're a 27-year-old woman.
What?
Who would believe that? Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm a Wichita 12, but in L.A., how old are you?
And he made you think that you were 160 pounds?
Whoa. I'm 145.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew it.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, and the worst of it all is he hypnotized you into thinking that you couldn't leave Los Angeles, so you've just been here for 5 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, have you heard of COVID?
What?
Yeah, it's you have so much...
Wow, so the spell included not knowing about COVID?
Well, I mean, the last thing she remembers is 5 years ago, paying her $300 phone bill. It was 2016. Who was president?
Of course, the president was Obama.
I have something to... Look, after the show, we got to get caught up on you.
God.
Like, so much weird shit has happened in the last 5 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait.
CISO's not around.
No!
Tim's been out of work for 5 years at least.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's been
terrible.
A struggle. They never paid residuals either.
Yeah.
Are you telling me Bernie Sanders won the presidency?
In some people's minds. All right, look, we have to... We're running out of time, guys. I'm so sorry, but I'm so glad you're back, Sabrina.
Why does my phone take 4K pictures?
Guess you upgraded in the last 5 years. I don't know.
Sounds like the Warlock was at least updating your technology.
Oh, God. What is this watch?
It's a smartwatch.
It's counting my steps?
Yeah. Every step you take.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Every move you make.
Yeah.
Every breath you take.
Every vow you... Yeah. Well, look, we're running out of time. We just have time for one final feature on the show. That's a little something called plugs.
Wow.
Very nice. That was Plugs Theme by Peter Lindsay. Al is a professional Grammy winner. You don't do that professionally, win Grammys, but...
No, I do. Oh, okay. Part of my job description.
What do you think of what Peter Lindsay did?
I am humbled. I think that's perhaps the best Plugs Theme you've ever had on the show.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Peter, thank you so much for sending that in. That high praise from a high man right over here.
Extremely high.
Yeah. We should mention that. We've been high this entire show,
totally.
Right?
Totally.
You can't come up with this shit without getting a little bit of the wacky. Tabacky.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Al, what do we want to plug here?
Oh, there's so much stuff I wish I could talk about. The only, you know, I get a lot of offers and nothing's confirmed yet. Mm. So I can talk about something that may or may not happen. Is that
suitable? Oh, yeah, please. Yeah, let's see. Your offer only, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I've been getting this offer to co-headline with Eric Clapton and Van Morrison on their anti-vax tour. And you know, I find the whole thing kind of morally reprehensible, but they're offering a lot of money.
Really? How much money?
Like every day, like Eric Clapton comes to my house and like dumps a literal wheelbarrow full of money in my living room.
He's not wearing a mask, I bet.
No, he's not. In fact, the whole thing is, here's the deal.
Yeah.
They're not allowing anybody that's vaccinated into the show.
Oh, God. So they're going the other way.
I don't know if they're going to go all the way. They said that they're thinking about making it so that you actually have to have a raging case of COVID in order to be there.
The auditorium. Oh, my God. These guys.
So I'm not down with the concept, but again, a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
If you were there, I would probably go.
Would
though.
You? Okay.
Just to check to make sure you
You'd
said what's up,
COVID.
Hot dog.
You'd have to get COVID.
It'd be worth it to me.
Okay.
Just to really make sure, hold your feet to the fire on this what's up,
I
hot
appreciate
dog thing.
That, man.
Yeah. Got to keep you honest. All right. So that may or may not be coming up.
May or may not.
All right. And of course, the weird A Coloring to Al is out there in stores. Al doesn't get any money, but Nathan's a good guy. So, you know, let's throw him some
there
bones.
There you go, Nathan.
All right. Great. Tim Baltz. Famous actor. Famous.
Identity blown.
Yeah. What do you want to plug? I mean, obviously, like, you haven't been doing much since CISO, right?
No, not much. I want to plug any streaming service that's just the cost of a latte.
Yeah.
Those are the quaint good old days.
Remember that?
They ain't coming back, and everyone who took a big juicy shit on CISO is frowning now. But seriously, you can watch season one of Righteous Gemstones on HBO Max.
Yeah, and number two's coming back. I saw in the new year.
Number two's always coming back if you're healthy. So that'll be in January.
Yeah.
And you can also watch a little short feature called John Bronco Rides Again, which is on Hulu, starring Walton Goggins.
Yeah, and that's the sequel to John Bronco Rides, right?
Yeah, John Bronco Rides, yeah.
It's like the Apple Dumpling Gang.
Yeah, which was initially just called the Apple Dumpling. But yeah, you can check those things out and find me on social media where I retweet things. Oh, and also you should check out CBB World. I don't mean to plug your thing. I'm sure you're probably going to plug it.
I probably will, but yeah.
But my fiance, Lily Sullivan, put out an episode that is fantastic.
Yeah, Sabrina, I'm sorry, fiance.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I was in character as a guy who was happily committed to an unhappy marriage, but
in this case, you are not yet committed.
Not yet committed.
But very happy.
Yes, exactly. The opposite.
All bets are off until that fateful day. That's what the bachelor party is about, right? You can do anything there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, I'll have Lily listen to this and tell me what you think.
Okay, right? Great. Sabrina, what do you want to plug here? I know you just woke up, but do you have anything that you want to plug?
I got a couple things I would really love to plug. And I mean, first and foremost, it's going to be the 2016 Hyundai Elantra.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Height of technology. They got a backup facing camera and it beeps at you. It's really, really cool. They're putting them in all of their cars. It's not a special add-on or anything like that.
No, so yeah, actually, well, cool. Yeah, most, to be honest, most cars have those these days, plus more. I mean, plus there's like some really weird stuff happening in the news, but that's mainly where our focus will lie when I debrief you.
Okay.
After the show.
And I guess the only other thing I really wanted to plug was plastic products. Plastic straws, I think, is the big thing.
No, they're not even around anymore. You can't even. It's
no plastic
paper.
Straws. No.
Yeah, we're all like basically like putting paper in our mouths and it just gets soggy.
Eating pulp?
Yeah, we're eating pulp. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, the world sucks now.
Okay.
Those are the two worst things about that have happened in the last 5 years.
I'm sort of running my plugs dry here.
Yeah, sorry about that. But look, I got a bunch. So would you like to give me any of your plugs?
Any of my plugs?
Yeah, if you give me some of your plugs, then I can plug extra things.
Oh, great. That'd be fantastic. How about this crazy person I know, Vic, at VICMMIC on social media.
Oh, okay, great. Right. Yeah, I'd like to plug that.
Okay, great.
All right. You mentioned it, Tim. I'd like to plug CBB World. We're out there in these streets, certainly, and we have some great stuff. Just last week, we put out a little show called This Book Changed My Life, which was very funny with the aforementioned Lily.
Yeah.
So she's not on social media, but you can reach Jason Mantzoukas at LILY something.
YILY.
Okay. And we also just last week did a Scott Hasn't Seen about Terms of Endearment with Casey Wilson and got very emotional on that episode.
Casey Wilson's in that movie?
No. Oh. She's in the podcast talking about the movie.
I haven't seen
God
it either.
Damn it. We have some really good stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks. So I'm really excited about it. Go head over to cbbworld.com. And I got to tell you this, if you pay for a whole year, you get two of those months free. So now one person reached out to me and said, like, I paid for the year, but I'm only getting 12 months. Where's my month 13 and month 14? And I had to say, well, young man, you only paid for 10 months and you're getting 12. It was a very funny.
Which months do you get free, though?
July and September.
Oh, okay.
Huge.
Yeah. All right. Let's. And by the way, all the episodes of this show, previous episodes are there now, and all the ad-free episodes. And we're getting Threedom ad-free there. And Threedom Season 4 starts this Thursday with me, Paul of Tompkins, and Lauren Lapkus. All right. Let's close up the old plug bag.
Three, two, three, five. Rain, rain, rain is coming down. It comes
If it ever rains on us ever again in this show, we'll play that.
Hey, look, that closing up the plugback theme was a lot like this episode. It was probably too long, and I zoned out during it, but I really enjoyed it.
I feel like Prince is still with us.
I really do. That was Purple Droplets by Bern Swee.
And the last 2% was probably the part where I really kind of perked up and was like, what's that?
All right, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.